FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Right now, joining us, something, again, that you definitely don't want to miss. We are honored to be joined by the new St. Louis County Prosecutor. Mr. Wesley Bell is on the phone. Mr. Bell, Mr. Prosecutor, thanks so much for your time today. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. First thing that I want to address with you is probably the latest breaking news that you have confirmed that you're not going to be seeking the death penalty in the Catholic Supply Store murder and crimes that were committed there. Obviously, that's been a big piece of news here in the St. Louis area, that tragedy. I know that in general you're against the death penalty, but obviously a lot of pressure to use it in this case. Why? What's the behind the decision to not go with the death penalty in this case?
Well, first and foremost, I want to extend my condolences to the families of the victims, as well as the victims in this case. That has to be I can't imagine having to deal with mm-hmm. something like that. But as far as the decision of the office, our policies are clear. We will use the full resources of this office to make sure that the person that is responsible for these horrible crimes goes to jail for the rest of their life without the possibility of parole. That's mm-hmm. how we're going to approach it, and we'll bring the full bear of our office to make sure that that happens.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Prosecutor, speaking of another policy change that you recently initiated was your child support policy. I just want to say that I am in 100% in support of that. I have been a person that has been involved with child support and the system. And I think, and I've always advocated that I think that you have to make a distinction between men who are willfully not paying child support and not trying to see their children with men who may have gotten into a financial bind and just can't make their payments. And I applaud you for trying to make that distinction. Address people who are under the impression that you're giving blanket amnesty to people that don't pay child support.
And I appreciate the question, because that's just not the case, right? That's not what we're doing. And so we still will be assisting parents who are owed child support in collecting that child support. That won't change. What will change is the manner in which we effectuate that. And so as it stands, if there is and let's start with the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. If we have a person who just has the means and refuses to pay child support and support their families, the options that we have are both can end in incarceration. One is a criminal, one is filing criminal charges, and one is through civil contempt. Now, if we go through the civil contempt process, and that worst case scenario, that person, that deadbeat who just will not support their family, they can be incarcerated. And if they're but if they're incarcerated by civil contempt, it doesn't have the same stigma. It doesn't limit them from being able to get gainful employment afterwards as a felony conviction will. And so we're talking about the same result, but the person who has that felony conviction, as we know, is going to have a hard time getting a job because still paying for child support and supporting their family going forward. They're going to have problems getting housing, gainful employment, things of that nature. And so what we're doing is, currently St. Louis County is the outlier. The rest of the state is primarily utilizing civil contempt procedures, and we're just going to get in line with the rest of the state, but we're still going to use the resources of the office to assist families and those family members who are owed child support. We're going to assist them collecting them. We're just going to go the civil route because, first and foremost, We want to make sure that people have opportunities to support their families.
You know, some in the audience may be even surprised by this, but I heard the late Phyllis Schlafly give a radio editorial basically supporting your position that the child support reform laws need to be reformed. I'll give you a personal anecdote. Like I said, I've been involved with the child support system. Once I was able to secure a good job, I went to the prosecutor's office myself to tell them, here, I'm working. I want to make this right. An investigator came out and talked to me. The investigator said, I know that you're not a deadbeat father, that you've just come down on bad luck. But he told me that there is a female that runs these child support enforcement division. And what I'm going to tell her not to prosecute you. I'm going to recommend that. But he said she probably will because, quote unquote, she will want to get you in the system. So I like I said, I applaud you for making these changes. If someone is a deadbeat father, prosecute them to the extent of the law. But I think there should be, you know, what you're doing, try to help men that just got down on their luck to keep them out of the system.
And
women, and keep them out of the system because you get that deadbeat dad stigma and you get that felony on your record and it can ruin your life.
And that's exactly, and that's exactly the philosophy is that, you know, what we have to realize is that even the worst offenders, now, again, we're not talking violent offenders. We're talking about someone who, and don't get me wrong, not taking care of your family, that is a bad thing, but we're not talking about violent offenders. And so the idea is if they do go in, if they are incarcerated because these are the worst case offenses, well, the whole idea is that that's supposed to get their attention. So let's say it gets their attention, the light comes on, they want to do well. Well, if they have a felony conviction, they still can't. They still can't support. But at least if they have a civil contempt, that we the message is received, they've served, they've paid their debt to society, and now they get out with the opportunity to take care of their families. And I think we wanna give them the opportunity to do that without a felony conviction.
Talking to new St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell. Mr. Prosecutor, another issue that has stirred some controversy was your decision to no longer charge people, nonviolent people caught with, I think it's less than 100 grams of marijuana. I am an outspoken advocate on this radio station.
Yes, you are.
In support of medical marijuana and even recreational marijuana, if that gets passed, you know, by the voters. However, I think that that is a decision that needs to be made by the voters. It certainly has my support, but what it goes into the decision to, you know, decide that that's a law that you are not going to pursue. For now.
So yeah, what our position is, is that we're not going to prosecute the possession of less than 100 grams. Now that doesn't include violence or any aggravating circumstances. We're talking solely those who are possessing small amounts of marijuana. If the municipal courts want to prosecute those, they can do that, but we're going to focus and reallocate our resources to the serious and violent crimes that really matter. When we see rising homicide rates, when we see rising violent offenses, though the man and woman hours that it takes to prosecute a small amount of marijuana that is not a threat to anyone is astronomical. And when we can take those same resources and focus them on the violent and serious crimes, I think that we are effectuating our goal of making St. Louis County safer.
Ms. Prosecutor, I know there is a lot of talk within the African-American community about reopening the Michael Brown, Darren Wilson case. I know that you've been asked that question many times and you've not given an answer on that. Is that being considered? Can you speak on that at all?
I'm not speaking on any matters closed or pending. You know, we're focused on exactly what we promised we would do during the campaign. We're going to expand diversion programs so that nonviolent and low-level offenders get the tools they need, the treatment, the mental health treatment. We're going to work on reevaluating and reforming the cash bail system for nonviolent offenders and some of the other reforms that we talked about. And so that's where our focus is. And that's what, and in addition, we have 120 employees, attorneys and staff that we need to meet with and be able to get and have face-to-face meetings. And that just takes time. So, those are the things that we're focused on. And I can tell you, we have had a great reception. We have not had one, person put in their notice, which in a transition is unheard of. And so, things are, running smoothly, and we're going to keep pushing. And again, that goal is to make sure that we're keeping St. Louis County residents safe.
So Chris and I are both big North County. I'm born, raised, and still living and raising my family in North County. Chris and I both proud graduates of Hazelwood Central.
Yes.
So the things that happen.
I went to Hazelwood East. So.
We won't hold that against you.
There you go. So, it's the Ferguson situation is something that definitely hits home. I covered that very closely. I was in Ferguson many of those nights, both immediately after Michael Brown was killed and then in the days following the verdict. And it was a terrible time. It was a terrible time to be a North County resident. It was a terrible time for this area to be, a national spotlight for all the wrong reasons. And I am scared to revisit any of that again. Do you guys have any time frame in the office on whether to make a decision on whether you are going to pursue charges or not? I know you're not going to tell us if you are or not, but is there any time frame on whether to make that decision, whether to do it or don't do it?
I mean, I understand that this is a question and an issue that some people want to hear about or write about or what have you. But I campaigned on particular things. We made promises that we plan on keeping, and which are: we're going to expand those diversionary programs. We're going to reform the cash bail system, and that's just the beginning. And so that's what our focus is on. And we still have cases that, we still have to do the business of this office. There are cases that are happening as we speak, and that's what our focus is on. And with respect to any pending or past cases, I don't have any. It is not our policy to talk about any of them until there's something to talk about. But right now, this is what our focus is.
Gotcha. New St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell joins us. I know we got to let you go. One last question.
One more
Chris.
Last
go
question.
Ahead, last question.
Mr. Prosecutor, do you have any thoughts on this city-county merger?
I've said from the beginning, that's something that voters should decide. I don't like the idea of even as an elected official with something of that magnitude. I don't think it's up to us to dictate what voters think are best for the region. I think if there's a plan, you put forth that plan and then you let voters decide. We saw Bonita Park and Bonita Terrace. That's the first time there's been a voluntary merger in St. Louis County. And I have to applaud the mayors and leaders in those two cities. They put a plan together, they sold it, they put it up to the voters, and the voters decided to do it. And so I don't know what the plan is, and so it's hard to comment on a plan that you haven't seen. But at the end of the day, that's for voters to decide, and I'm going to respect the sovereignty of the residents of St. Louis County and St. Louis City, for that matter.
St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell, thank you so much for your time today. I hope that we get another chance to talk with you in the very near future. Yeah, thanks.
Absolutely, despite the fact that you went to Hazelwood.
Got it.
And my daughter goes to West, so we've got you surrounded now at this point, right?
Right.
So yeah, we appreciate your time today, Mr. Prosecutor, and look forward to the next time to talk.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your weekend.